Oh, man. All the time. It's a feature that we have on John and Gordy in the Morning Show at WMDX. We're filling in for Maggie Dawn today on Civic Media.
Mm-hmm. And the phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. We do have
We encourage calls, yeah, and texts and voice notes if you can.
Yeah.
Please, you know, let us know what you think.
Should we go to a call now, or do you want to get into a story first?
Well, what we could think? Make him wait forever, but let's take the call.
Well, he's already waited long enough. Cam's been on the line here for a while.
All right.
Let's see if he's still there. Cam, go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon. I'm calling to bring up for others and you guys as well that tonight on NBC, I think around 5, I don't know if that's cutting into this show or a bit later. I think it's West Coast time, maybe around 6. They're going to release their interview with smartelections.us, who is the one that has the voting politics.
What, I missed that last line. What was it?
They brought the Smart Elections case with Rockland County, New York, for the voting data manipulation.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to find out what's going on over there.
In New York
City.
Yeah. Okay. So that's on NBC tonight, you say?
Yeah.
Do we still have Cam?
I think so.
I think he left.
Okay. Well, we'll have to, you know.
All right.
We'll follow that. We're talking about, let's talk about New Jersey, too.
Okay.
The Justice Department on Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fired.
That's very pregnant.
Desiree Lee Grace, I'm trying to get the name straight here,
right,
as the newly appointed U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey, hours after federal judges in that state chose her over President Donald Trump's pick, Elena Haba.
Okay.
So
they didn't like Haba.
No, the judges really had a lot of confidence in this other attorney.
Uh-huh.
And then Pam Bondi stepped in and said, you know, you're fired. So that's...
Wow.
What kind of administration is this?
Throwing their weight around.
Boy, they really are throwing their weight around. They're everywhere. Pam said this, this Department of Justice does not tolerate rogue judges.
Oh, really?
Especially when they threaten the president's core Article II powers.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
What's wrong with, there's something wrong with Pam Bondi. You know, you got that feeling right away. This person just goes along with anything that he says and asks.
Yes. Yeah, and she's still got those Epstein files on her desk, but she put them away somewhere. Nobody will ever find them, apparently.
I'll tell you what, why don't we play this Ronald Reagan cut?
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, you know, we hear from CJ. You've heard CJ on the air here. And,
different shows.
And he has, he's a MAGA. He's a cult member.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very serious about all of this. He's very serious about immigration. He called us up the other morning.
Yeah.
And that's all he wanted to talk about. I mean, we were talking about a whole bunch of different things. As you know, we have attention deficit here.
Well, so, and he was very appreciative of Donald Trump just closing the border.
Yeah.
Down. And nobody coming in now.
There is zero people coming across the border.
Right.
He is so happy.
He's very proud of
it. I did ask him, I said, well, how do you feel now? Have things improved in your life?
Yeah.
He wasn't able to answer that particular question.
Yeah.
But I want to aim this at CJ and my mega friend in Milwaukee, they're really adamant about getting rid of immigration.
Yes, completely.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no immigrants in this country. Get rid of anybody who looks like a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, even citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So
how the times have changed.
Quite a bit.
Right.
And this may be bad news for Scott Walker, who is a big fan of Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes to Ronald Reagan's ranch.
Oh, is that
and
right?
He dusts off the furniture and he goes through the books, you know, just make sure everything's in order.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
He's very meticulous about it.
Cleans the bathroom.
He's a clean freak.
He is a clean freak. And he really loves Ronald Reagan. So I don't know if he's going to like him so much after he listens to Ronald Reagan's very last speech.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that my eyes welled up about 3 or 4 times when I was listening to this.
I brought this tape. I showed you this video, and you started whimpering.
You needed a
Kleenex.
You know, I had to leave the room and get a towel.
I felt sorry for you. I knew you would be.
I don't think I've
ever seen you that emotional before. So let's play what we're talking about. This is Ronald Reagan's final farewell speech. speech.
That's right.
At the White House, and it happens to be about immigration. So let's play that.
All right.
Since this is the last speech that I will give as president, I think it's fitting to leave one final thought, an observation about a country which I love. It was stated best in a letter I received not long ago. A man wrote me and said, "You can go to live in France, but you cannot become a Frenchman. You can go to live in Germany or Turkey or Japan, but you cannot become a German, a Turk, or Japanese. But anyone from any corner of the earth can come to live in America and become an American." Yes, the torch of Lady Liberty symbolizes our freedom and represents our heritage, the compact with our parents, our grandparents, and our ancestors. It is that lady who gives us our great and special place in the world. For it's the great life force of each generation of new Americans that guarantees that America's triumph shall continue unsurpassed into the next century and beyond. Other countries may seek to compete with us, but in one vital area, as a beacon of freedom and opportunity that draws the people of the world, no country on earth comes close. This, I believe, is one of the most important sources of America's greatness. We lead the world because, unique among nations, we draw our people, our strength, from every country and every corner of the world. And by doing so, we continuously renew and enrich our nation. While other countries cling to the stale past, here in America, we breathe life into dreams, we create the future, and the world follows us into tomorrow. Thanks to each wave of new arrivals to this land of opportunity, we're a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas, and always on the cutting edge, always leading the world to the next frontier. This quality is vital to our future as a nation. If we ever closed the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost. A number of years ago, an American student traveling in Europe took an East German ship across the Baltic Sea. One of the ship's crew members from East Germany, a man in his 60s, struck up a conversation with the American student. After a while, the student asked the man how he had learned such good English, and the man explained that he had once lived in America. He said that for over a year he'd worked as a farmer in Oklahoma and California, that he'd planted tomatoes and picked ripe melons. It was, the man said, the happiest time of his life. Well, the student, who'd seen the awful conditions behind the Iron Curtain, blurted out the question, "Well, why did you ever leave?" "I had to," he said. "The war ended." The man had been in America as a German prisoner of war. Now, I don't tell this story to make the case for former POWs. Instead, I tell this story just to remind you of the magical, intoxicating power of America. We may sometimes forget it, but others do not. Even a man from a country at war with the United States, while held here as a prisoner, could fall in love with us. Those who become American citizens love this country even more. And that's why the Statue of Liberty lifts her lamp to welcome them to the Golden Door. It is bold men and women yearning for freedom and opportunity who leave their homelands and come to a new country to start their lives over. They believe in the American dream, and over they make it come true for themselves, for their children, and for others. They give more than they receive, they labor and succeed, and often they are entrepreneurs. But their greatest contribution is more than economic, because they understand in a special way how glorious it is to be an American. They renew our pride and gratitude in the United States of America, the greatest, freest nation in the world, the last best hope of man on earth.
So that's Ronald Reagan, final speech at the White House as he was departing the presidency.
Right. And it seems odd that a conservative, one of the most conservative presidents we've had, came out and said something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, CJ or a MAGA friend in Milwaukee would probably say, well, you know, this is all legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Got to come here legally.
Yeah.
Well, we've been kicking out people who've come here legally. Student visas, labor visas, we have
asylum seekers.
Gotten rid of people who are here legally, mm-hmm. doing their best to make their court appearances, mm-hmm. to be on record that they're here.
Yeah.
And we're kicking them out. Sure. And we're kicking their citizen children out with them.
And taking them right off the streets. No due process.
Right.
Nothing.
And they're stopping people who look like immigrants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And roughing them up, but they've done this to citizens. Of course, it just keeps happening and happening. We could put stuff like that on the air constantly, but we're not. Mm. But it is shocking what they're doing to the American public. They're scaring people. We're seeing military people in the streets. And this is Ronald Reagan saying, these are the people that make this country run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what CJ has to say about this.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Oh, wait. He's on the line now.
Oh, he is.
CJ, you there? What did you think of that speech by Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, what do you think about something like that? Huh?
Our former greatest president, because right now we got our greatest president serving, because we're getting what we voted for. See, Ronald spoke of the door, right? He said, spoke of the door. We're not going to close the door. But we had people sneaking in the window and through the back door underneath Biden and our border czar Harris. I won't try to pronounce her name because I always get corrected for it. I don't know. But,
she wasn't a border czar. No, Kamala was not a border czar. Just want to correct you on that, okay? She had nothing to do with the border, all right?
She
was just a diplomat going to other countries, trying to at least finance some of their problems in their country so these people would not leave their country and find their way to the U.S.
Well,
I know it's too nice, right? You don't want to do anything nice
on their campaign stage. You guys, I know you don't want to talk about the news of the day, but how about the criminal referral of President Obama? Isn't that an amazing thing?
Well, we just got into the Obama thing.
Comey. I mean, this is a beautiful thing. The truth cometh, guys.
It's a nothing burger, and you're
going
to follow it. You're going to go right down that rabbit hole, but we're not going to get distracted like you guys, you know. And again, Gordy and myself, we have attention deficit here, so we identify with not being able to focus. But you and my mega friend in Milwaukee, you guys have to focus a little bit. Stop being so distracted by all of this other stuff. He is not a terrorist. He did not do anything wrong. Obama has already set the record straight in a comment anyway. So have you read that?
Hmm.
All right. What?
Yeah, okay. I think he's gone. Okay.
He's speechless. It works.
It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with more. And Jim Santel coming up in a little while on the Civic Media Radio Network.